Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KmarEducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Need your prescription filled fast? At NewtownHealthPharmacy.com, it's ready in 5 minutes or less. Tired of long call wait times? Reach us in less than a minute. Your time matters at NewtownHealthPharmacy.com.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. We have a very special show lined up for you this morning. Well, Embracing Wellness, the Journey into Alternative Medicine is our topic and the kickoff to our Conscious Living Events 2024 with two incredible experts in the alternative medicine field. First, we'll be joined by internationally known Dr. Henning Saupe from the renowned Arcadia Clinic in Germany. He'll share some insightful information about the innovative treatments and patient care at his clinic. And following Dr. Saupe at 9:45, we will hear from Dr. Yvette Witten, naturopathic oncologist and director of Adonai Clinic in Monroe, Connecticut, who has referred many patients to the Arcadia Clinic and will provide her perspective on the benefits they've experienced. While we originally planned to have them on together, we've decided to give each of them their own segment to ensure that they can fully share their expertise and experiences with you. And before we get started, I do have an announcement for you. Tune in next week to the Business Champion Radio Show on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM, Conscious Living Event Series, Beyond Our Expectations, How Our Kids Transform, 9:30 to 10 with Mayor Tony Giannatasio and Mom Mayor Norma Giannatasio. And of course, following, we have a lunch program, 11 to 12:30, and we have invited community leaders. You'll be hearing about that. So I'm very, very excited because we're all business champions. We're all transform people's lives. And that's what we're going to talk about during lunch next week from 11 to 12:30. But tune in next Saturday to the mayor and his mom and 9:30 to 10. So, Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm ready to rock.
All right.
This is a full show here.
Let's get to it.
All right, let's do it.
Enjoy a free consultation with our friendly pharmacists. We're here to help with all your healthcare needs. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. At NewtownHealthPharmacy.com, we're happy to serve you with a smile. Your health is our priority. We are your pharmacy family.
You're tuned into the Business Champion Radio Show. Good morning, everybody. Conscious Living Series, Embracing Wellness, the Journey into Alternative Medicine. And let me introduce briefly a brief background on our award-winning Dr. Henning Saupe. Dr. Saupe completed his medical studies at the University of Ulm and started practicing in Germany in 1992 and in Sweden in 1996. He earned his doctorate in psychotherapy and received his Doctor of Medicine in 1995. In 2005, he founded Arcadia Kliniken in Stockholm, Sweden, with first hyperthermia clinic for oncological hyperthermia. And he also founded the Arcadia practice in Kassel, Germany in 2006. And Dr. Sope lectures all over the world. And he is an award-winning 2007. He won the Olaf Lindell Prize in Complementary Medicine. So a very, very warm welcome, Dr. Sope. Good morning.
Good morning, Mariette. It's an honor and a great pleasure to be with you here on this radio show. I'm excited.
Yes, we're prepared. And, of course, I also like to introduce a good friend of ours. He's just waiting. He's breathing out. Dr. Rich Gillick. He's a naturopathic physician and also a chiropractor. So.
Great.
Good morning, meine Kollege.
Ja, wir sind Kollegen, ja.
Okay. Good morning, and a special thank you for your German good morning.
I practiced that.
Yeah, and Rich, our engineer, he knows too. What do you know, Rich?
I know nothing. I see nothing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. To lighten up things a little bit. Okay. Dr. Sope, we're going to get to know you just a little bit today. To explore alternative medicine in its benefit and the care at Arcadia Clinic in Kassel, Germany. So let me just start with question number one. How do the benefits of alternative medicine compare to standard cancer treatment?
Well, I would say the benefits are very obvious. At the beginning, I have to say that it's a more gentle way to treat cancer patients with cancerous diseases. We use less toxic protocols and care from the beginning to make sure that the terrain around the tumor, which is the patient's body, the patient's organism, is taken into the program, into the treatment. And that is, I would say, the major advantage of complementary medicine. We care about food. We care about detoxification. We care about a proper gut health and an immune system that takes over on the healing journey once the more intensive clinical treatment with drugs and infusions and device-based therapies is over. So it's less toxic, it's more gentle, the quality of life remains high from the beginning. We're not only cancer-focused, we're terrain-focused at the same time. That means we take care of the entire system around the tumor.
Yes, and also
holistic. That's the holistic approach.
Right, but also chronic diseases. Could you talk a little bit about that? The chronic diseases.
Yeah.
You have people, doctor. You have people from all over the world coming to you, and give us some examples of chronic diseases and who you treat and people that are coming to you.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about cancer because that's my specialty. Cancer,
okay,
in most cases, is a chronic disease. From the day one, from the day the patient gets diagnosed, 50% of patients have to hear from their doctor that, sorry, you have a metastasized form of the disease, and that means your disease is chronic. That means you have to deal with your disease for the rest of your life. Sorry, there is no fast fix, there is no cure that we can give you, and then you are cured once and forever. So cancer is, in most cases, or in very, very many cases, a chronic disease. What does that mean? Well, we can't fix it like a pneumonia where we know there's a particular bacteria that we need to kill with penicillin and then the patient is cured. Cancer is a super complex system disease that involves all the aspects of the human organism. It's a metabolic disease. It's a disease of the cell's power supply and the mitochondria. And it reaches out into every aspect of human life. That is why I see no other chance to get this complex disease under control than the holistic approach. My colleague mentioned the word holistic. What does it mean? It's a Greek word and means holos, wholeness, from all sides. So we need to look from all sides at the patient who carries the disease. And I used to say the cancer cell is not the problem. The problem is that this cancer cell grows inside a human body and causes a lot of suffering and misery. So we need to look at the human body and not only at the cancer cell and the cancer cell alone. That is what mainstream medicine still focuses at, and I call that the reductionistic approach, which is only focusing at killing cancer cells. And that leads to the dreadful situation that we face today with survival rates that are far away from what we want and what we would be happy with. So we all need, or every medical doctor who deals with cancer needs to widen the interest from the cancerous spot to the entire organism around, and careful, proper food, detoxification, mental health, gut health. So it becomes a holistic treatment, not a reductionistic one.
Yeah.
Examples? Well, go to my website. There are some testimonials from patients or on my Facebook site. It's just my name, Henning Solberg, on Facebook. The Swedish lifestyle magazine Nera just published the best case. A patient came to our clinic like 4.5 years ago with a secondary occurrence of metastasized ovarian cancer. This is for most patients a close to final stage where the life expectancy is in the few months. And this patient is not only still alive, she has been alive now and in no evidence for disease for more than 4 years. And that caught the interest of a Swedish lifestyle magazine that published her case. Her name is Carola. Watch the or look at the publication on my Facebook site. I translated it into English from Swedish. This is would not have been possible with a reductionistic approach of only toxic treatments. This is only possible, if you ask me, because we offered the patient a holistic treatment from the beginning, and she did quite some lifestyle changes alongside the medical treatment, and the result is 4 years, no evidence of disease, from a close to terminal situation with ovarian cancer. That's a case that makes me very proud. And, of course, it's the best case. It's not what everyone can expect, but it has happened. So it could possibly happen for everybody. Let's try harder and better to work with holistic therapies right from the beginning.
Okay. You're listening to Dr. Henning Saupe, director of Arcadia Clinic in Germany. And we'll be right back. We're going for a quick break.
Get your prescriptions delivered to your door for free. Convenience and care from NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. We care for your pets, too. Ask about our pet medications and care services. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com.
You're tuned into the Business Radio Champion. No, I said it backwards. Business Champion Radio Show. Embracing Wellness, the Journey into Alternative Medicine. Dr. Henning Saupe, Director of Arcadia Clinic in Germany, is joining us right this minute. And 9:45, the colleague, Dr. Yvette Witten from Monroe, Connecticut, is joining as well. So, Dr. Henning, what are the criteria for becoming a patient at the Arcadia Clinic?
Well, patients who are interested in our services need to be able to travel to Germany and be able to take care of their personal needs during their stay as if they would be at a hotel. Arcadia Clinic is not a hospital for bedridden patients. So the criteria is you need to be able to walk a few hundred yards. You need to be able to take care of your personal hygiene and be able to walk from your guest room to the therapy rooms. That is, in fact, the most important criterion. You need to be in a reasonable, good general state of general condition. You need to be able to eat food, and your pain, if you are burdened with pain, needs to be in a reasonable level of compensation with a good pain management that you bring from your home country to Germany. And if this is the case, you're more than welcome to send us your application. And my secretary, Tanya, will do her best to inform you about the procedure to become a patient at Arcadia Clinic in Germany.
Great. Doctor, we're really out of time. I will put your website on our website so our listeners can go and go to your website directly. I want to thank you for right now. We will see you back in August for another Conscious Living Wellness program. Thank you so much for taking the time today and joining us. And we have already booked flights. I want you to know we're all coming over.
So I'm excited, Maria.
Yeah, get
Thank
the beds
so
ready. Get the beds in the park ready.
Cheers.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's go for a music break. Here's what I want you to do. I just put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Well, if you're ready like me to rock.
Discover the power of chelation therapy with our IV nutrient formulation at AdonaiOHW.com. Purify your body, remove heavy metals, and boost vitality. Experience the healing benefits today. Boost energy levels, uplift mood, and sharpen cognitive function with hydroxycobalamin B12 in our IV nutrient formulation, paving the way to a vibrant and fulfilling life.
Talking about that Murphy's Law, deal with it, can go wrong, yes it will. Went through the door to cop some groceries.
And in the studio here, beautiful looking lady with an orange summer dress, very summery, Dr. Yvette Vitton, naturopathic oncologist from Monroe, Connecticut. Doctor, thank you for being with us again today.
Thank you, Marietta, for having me here again, once again this Saturday.
That's it. And you have been to the Arcadia Clinic in Kassel, Germany, with Dr. Soapy. I would love to have you share the experience, your experience, and also your patients. So tell us everything.
Yes, so I am affiliated with the Arcadia Clinic in Germany. I met Dr. Henning shortly after my mom passed away from metastatic pancreatic cancer. Mm. And I have to speak to the graciousness of Dr. Henning, because I reached out to him. And being a physician of his stature, he was very prompt in responding to me and my request, and invited me to visit his clinic in Germany. And I have to tell you, the moment that I walked through those doors, I felt the healing resonate throughout that space. And again, just entering through those doors, you feel it. But the part that I really wanted to emphasize is, and Dr. Henning spoke about holistic healing, right? So it's treating all aspects of the human being. And a big part of that is the mind body, or the mental emotional part. Because you can't just focus on the physical aspect of health. You have to address the mental emotional. And I believe previously when I was here, I said that, you know, your head is not separate from the body, right? We are all integrated and interconnected. And so what stood out for me is that Arcadia has a whole program that's geared towards the mental emotional health, where the patients get to sit, they get to share, they get to have therapy, they get to have, holistic healing in terms of the mental emotional. Because what we do know is that, you know, there's a cell danger response when we are chronically stressed. And stress can come in many forms. It could be, you know, physical stress. It could be mental emotional stress. It could be, you know, chemical stress. It could be heavy metals. It could be mold. But the bottom line is, when you have chronically elevated levels of cortisol will then secrete these chemical messengers called cytokines. And these cytokines, some of them can then drive or further activate or suppress actually the immune system. And so we know that we need, you know, our immune system, our phagocytic cells, our natural killer cells, those have to be robust in order for a person to recover or heal from cancer. Mm-hmm. And so I really want to kind of, just continue or pick up from what Dr. Henning said, is that, you know, in order to heal, I don't see, you know, cancer as being a fight or something that we need to kill. But what I do see it is a restoration of harmony within the body. And so when we're able to create that balance between the mind, the body, the physical body, the spiritual body, the energetic body, that is when the innate healing response, or that innate energy that wants to move towards healing, that's when that can go to work. And one of my favorite sayings is from Dr. Albert Schweitzer. Is that, you know, each of us as physicians, we need to recognize that the doctor is within the patient. So when the patient comes to us, they come to us with that doctor or that healing energy within them. And it is our, you know, responsibility to connect them or reconnect them to the healer within.
Now, Arcadia is located in Bad Emstal. Mm-hmm. It's a municipality in the district of Kassel in Hesse, Germany. It's situated 19 kilometers southwest of Kassel, Germany. So it's about 100 kilometers from my hometown, Fulda. So, however, I've never been to Kassel, but it's close. We're all very close, and it's a very quaint, beautiful area there. Now, Dr. Witten, could we talk about some of the patients that you treated and did you send over to the Arcadia Clinic?
Right. So a part of that affiliate collaboration is
and
that...
And why? Sorry to interrupt you. And why?
Right.
Yes.
So a lot of times we have patients who have gone, well, I would say more than a lot of times, who have gone the conventional route and, they've been failed by conventional medicine where it didn't produce the results that we anticipated. Or it might be that they choose to integrate their care with, alternative and complementary treatments. And so if I have a patient who has the, financial resources, they're ambulatory, meaning that they're able to walk on their own, they're able to take care of their personal needs, as Dr. Henning said, that would be an ideal candidate that I would then be able to, first of all, point them towards Dr. Henning's website and have them do their research and their due diligence. And if they decide that this is an option, then, we connect them to Dr. Henning's administrative staff and the arrangement is made. They travel to Germany and the clinic, Arcadia, will make sure that they are picked up from the airport. They're transported to Arcadia Clinic and the staff will generally come out to greet them. And it's just a wonderful presentation of making the patient feel absolutely welcomed. But while at the clinic, there is a schedule of healing. So Dr. Henning would probably request that they send their blood work and their, diagnostic imaging scans to him ahead of time, and he's able to review them and prepare a schedule of healing for those patients. So within their day, they're given a schedule of all of the treatment modalities that they're going to rotate through within that day. Mm-hmm. Everything is planned, including their meals and their specific diet that they're going to adhere to while at the clinic, and down to the herbal teas, right, that they're going to drink, because it is based upon whatever findings, that Dr. Henning discovers from their blood work. So, for example, if their liver
is... He does live blood work.
Absolutely.
I read that. Absolutely.
So he does live blood cell analysis, mm-hmm. where he's able to look at the cells. If there's a high level of inflammation in the body, the cells stick together almost like a string of pearls, and that is called rouleauing. And so after the patients receive their treatments, maybe, a couple of days in, 3 days, then that test will be reevaluated. And you can literally see now the cells flowing freely. They're not sticking together anymore. And so that is an indication, a visual indication, that the inflammatory response is calming down and the inflammation is being decreased.
Now, Dr. Witten, you talked about what's available here in the United States versus in Europe and Germany, but we'll get that answered after the break.
Absolutely.
Enhance your health with glutathione in our IV nutrient formulation, supporting detoxification, antioxidant defense, and achieving radiant, glowing skin for a revitalized you. Discover the natural power of mistletoe IV therapy. Boost your immune system, enhance well-being, and explore potential support in your wellness journey. Consult with us to learn more about this holistic approach.
Talking about that Murphy's Law, deal with it, can go wrong, yes it will.
Conscious Living Series kickoff 2024 with Dr. Yvette Witten, naturopathic oncologist here from Monroe, Connecticut. And prior to was Dr. Henning Saupe, directly from Germany, director of Arcadia Clinic in Germany. I did want to say he is the author of Holistic Cancer Medicine. We had one book we want to give away, but it's too late. We only have 3 minutes left. So, Dr. Witten, please, what's available here in the States versus in Germany, in Europe?
So there's a lot more access and less restrictions, let me put it that way, in Germany. For example, amygdalin or B17 is an IV infusion. It is an anti-tumorant, anti-cancer supplement that comes from the apricot kernel. And so that is no longer legal or allowed in the States. There are also some other infusions that Dr. Henning has available, EGCG, which is epigallocatechin gallate, mm-hmm. which comes from green tea. And that is available via an IV, which mm-hmm. is amazing. Another access that he has in terms of IV is a supplement called Sjögrens, and that comes from ginger. And so ginger is a very potent anti-inflammatory, and it does play a critical role in some of the cancer pathways. So it's able to block those pathways. And so that Sjögrens is also available at Arcadia Clinic. So these are some of the things. Curcumin, also as an IV, is available. We have, you know, more restrictions here in the U.S. because, again, everything is controlled by the FDA. And so,
even,
you know,
for the natural, for,
even for a lot of the natural,
that's amazing. That's just really amazing.
You know, IV political. Infusions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can speculate as to what the reason is. I'm really not going to get into that. But mm-hmm. what I do appreciate is that, you know, in Germany and some of the other places in, you know, alternative treatment centers in Mexico, there is more freedom of choice for patients. And that I can certainly respect and appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what that feels to our listeners? I'm surrounded by three doctors this morning, and I feel a little out of place because I can deal with accountants and sales and marketing and all kinds of other industries. But with the doctors, you know, I hope I did okay.
You did
great. Because I just don't know, you know, many, many things. But what a great bunch of people here. You know, and Dr. Saupe, well, you're a great personality, wouldn't you say?
Wonderful man.
So,
love him.
Dr. Witten, again, AdanaOHW.com is our website. Dr. Rich, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Rich, our
Marietta.
Engineer, Dankeschön. Dankeschön. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Tune in next week with the mayor. Right? Tony Giannattasio and his mom.
Giannattasio.
So you take care. Have a good weekend.